Hello, welcome to the DeMartini Show. If you love personal development and you're driven to make constant progress in your life, if you're a philosopher at heart and you love to learn about universal laws and human behavior, if you love empowering your life and doing something that makes a difference, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DeMartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 48 years of research into human behavior and performance. And what he shares across all of these episodes will set you up with a competitive advantage in all the areas of your life. If you're listening to the show for the very first time, then we highly recommend that you take the time now to click the subscribe button. That way we'll be able to notify you each time we load a new episode. And when you get to the end of this presentation and you feel that you've gained value, we'd really love it if you would take the time to rate this podcast and leave us a review. This week, Dr. DeMartini shares a detailed overview of the 14 principles and 12 laws outlined in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. This clarifies some of the principles and updates some of the powerful ideas. And if you have a value on building wealth, you'll really love this presentation. If while listening to this episode, you think of people who would benefit from this information, then do help us help others by passing the link of this show on to them too. You never know, this could come at the perfect time to help them transform their life. At the end of the session, if you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, or if you'd love to chat to a member of the DeMartini team, then log on to drdemartini.com and use the live chat feature bottom right of the screen. So get your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's incredible presentation, DeMartini on Think and Grow Rich. Enjoy.
Think and Grow Rich, a great book that I read many, many, many years ago that has impacted millions of people across the world. I believe it sold like 15 million copies or something. Written by Napoleon Hill. I think it was 1937 or so when that was written. And what he did is he went around and interviewed some of the great business leaders of the times and political leaders at the time and find out what was the key to their achievements. And Andrew Carnegie was the one that's, according to the story anyway, commissioned him to do this. Wanted to find out what was the secrets to success. He had a book prior to that called The Laws of Success, which I also enjoyed reading many years ago. And it was a great larger book that got condensed down in Think and Grow Rich. And Think and Grow Rich has been a milestone in many people's lives for achievement. And I would say that they had a significant impact on me. Although today I would probably refine a few of the comments and principles in there from my learning. But overall, it's been a great contribution. And if you haven't read the book, I would certainly encourage you to get one, because I think you'll find that that's definitely an impact. The movie The Secret had a lot to do with a spinoff from that, and many other great enterprises were born from that book. A friend of mine built the largest furniture place in Texas, and he read that book every single day and followed the principles of the book. But I'd like to elaborate on that and talk about the law of attraction and its impact as a result of that. And what I did is I went through the book, scanned it last night, just to refresh myself on the actual wording that the book had. And I'm going to go through each of the principles and some of the laws that were discussed there and tie it together with what I've been teaching all these years. And so there's a correlation, because if you're used to me speaking in a certain language, I'm going to cross-reference and dovetail them so you can appreciate the roles that each of these play. Now, there are some people, I'd like to read some of the names that were impacted by this work. Henry Ford, who started the Ford Motor Company. William Wrigley were involved in some of the, I think, the gum that people have chosen, Wrigley's gum. John Wanamaker, James Hill, George Eastman, Theodore Roosevelt, Wilbur Wright, the person that with the first plane, William James Bryan, King Gillette, John D. Rockefeller, Woolworths, Thomas Edison, Woodrow Wilson, William Howard Taft, Dr. Alexander Graham Bell, Clarence Darrow, Schwab. There's a lot of people that have all been correlated in this development of this book. So just know you're in good hands. So if you're able to really appreciate the principles and apply these principles, you're in those type of categories of people you're associating with. Now, first, I want to go through the 14 principles that are mentioned in the book and then elaborate on those and correlate those with what I teach. The first principle is thoughts are things, and developing a controlled thought is a very powerful principle. everything that's ever been achieved, everybody that's ever accomplished anything really started with an idea, started with a thought. Now, you know that I mention in almost every talk that I do that every human being has a set of priorities, a set of values that they live their life by. And whatever's highest on their value, they are spontaneously inspired to act on it. But what also is important is that your innermost dominant thought, which becomes your outermost tangible reality, is an expression of what you value most. So if you wonder why I tell people to go to my website and go determine your values, it's because I know that if you will follow, find out what it is that's really, 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 really important to you, what your life demonstrates, not what you think it should be, not what you think it ought to be or wished it would be, but actually find out what your life demonstrates is truly valuable to you. You can't get it out of your mind. It's your dominant thought. My innermost dominant thought is definitely teaching around the world. That's been my thought since I was 17 years old. It hasn't left my, it doesn't go a day without in my, it's all day long it's in my thoughts. So finding out what you value most is the key to the first step, the first principle of Think and Grow Rich, is having a clear, defined thought and making sure that your innermost dominant thought is what you want to do. Clarifying what you want to think about and bring about is key. I was in a movie recently by Doug McNair called How Thoughts Become Things, which is an offshoot of this book, actually. And you can go out and get that movie too. But it's basically the significance of how clarity of thought makes reality. And so I'm a firm believer, if you prioritize your life and fill your day with the highest priority action that is the number one thing, the numero uno, that's the most important thing in your life, and do that every day, you will automatically think about how you want your life. And that's number one, principle number one. Principle number two was desire. Now, you're spontaneously inspired to act, just like the video games that a boy does when he's doing something that's highest on his values. He doesn't have to be reminded to do his video games. He loves doing it. It's his desire. It's what he loves doing. It's what he's inspired to do. I prefer inspiration than the term desire, because I think desire is a little bit weak compared to inspiration. But you're automatically absolutely inspired to get up and do it. Your innermost dominant thought becomes your outermost tangible reality, and you automatically can't wait to get up and do it. When you can't wait to go out and give service to people, people can't wait to get that service. So the second one is desire, but I call it being inspired and spontaneously inspired action, revolving around what you're thinking about most. That's the way I describe it, but it's the same principle. The next one is faith. The next principle is faith that he mentions in the book. And faith has two forms. You can have faith in something that's a fantasy that will not show up. You know, faith that when you go out to your mailbox, $1 billion check is going to show up there. And that's a fantasy, because if you're not doing some sort of service or you're not inherited some sort of money or whatever, the probability of that is extremely low. That kind of faith is not really faith. It's actually delusion and fantasy. But faith in the idea that I know that if I go out and I bring service to people and I work at it and I put my energy into it and I focus on it and I get feedback and I refine my skill and I become more efficient in service, I have faith that if I stay with it, I will overcome the obstacles and eventually achieve something. That type of faith, even though it's unseen, I'm all for. I have no problem with that, because that just means that even though you don't see the outcome yet, you know that if you keep applying the principles and action steps to get you there, you're going to get there. You know, I wanted to be financially independent one time. I didn't start out that way. I had to start out with saving $1 an hour, $10 a day, $200 a month, $50 a week. And then I just kept expanding it. And I knew that if I kept doing that, just the numbers and mathematics is going to lead me eventually to that outcome. So I didn't have the outcome yet. I had faith that if I stayed with this principle, I would do that. That kind of faith, based on reason, based on true metrics and true milestones and true strategies, is brilliant. And that's what's being described here in the book. The next one is auto-suggestion. That's another way of saying internal dialogue, or maybe affirmation, which means making something firm in one's mind. Now, I've got probably the largest collections of those types of internal dialogues of anybody I've ever met in my life. I have thousands and thousands, literally pages of internal dialogues. And I'm a firm believer. I started out with a little statement that Paul Bragg gave me when I was 18. I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. Didn't seem like it at the time. I couldn't even read. But I said that to myself. And I later learned that a genius is one who had an inner vision and followed it and had an inner voice that followed it. And they achieved it. And I'm a firm believer what you say to yourself impacts your life. Paul Bragg taught me that when I was very young. And I'm a firm believer in that. I was applying that since I met him, before I even read the book. But the thing is if you're saying something, you want to make sure that it's truly aligned and congruent with what you value most. Make sure it's truly something obtainable, not a fantasy, not something that's just completely delusional, but something that you're willing to work towards and achieve. You have control over your perceptions, decisions, and actions. You want to make sure that what it is that you internally dialogue with yourself is something that's real. I've said to myself that I'm a master of persistence. I do whatever it takes. I'll do whatever it takes, travel to a distance, pay a price to give my service of love. And I've got internal dialogues. I do what I love. I love what I do, right? I'm a multimillionaire money magnet. Whatever I touch turns to gold. I've got statements that I've said to myself millions of times, probably millions, that I've said to myself, and they are become reality in my life. So auto-suggestion is a very powerful thing, but it must be congruent with what you value most, or it's just your brain's going to go delete. It must not be a fantasy of one-sidedness. If I say I'm always happy, never sad, it's a fantasy. If you say that whether I feel happy or sad, no matter what I feel, I know that it's homing me in on my most authentic self. And no matter what is happening in my life, I know that I can discover by asking quality questions how it's serving my mission. So you want to make sure you articulate exactly how you want your life to be in written format, and to remind yourself, like check up from the neck up on a daily basis. That's auto-suggestion. The next one is specialized knowledge. And I'm a firm believer in that. But the thing is if you're living by your highest values, your glucose, your blood, your oxygen all goes in the forebrain. And when it does, it opens up also the diencephalon, which is just underneath it. And it wakes up the gating and filtering center of the pulmonary nucleus and allows you to filter out anything that's aligned with your highest value, and allows you to absorb that information and delete out anything that's not. Anything low in your values goes into attention deficit. Anything goes high in the values go into attention surplus. And so we automatically absorb it and we gain specialized knowledge in it. So that's why I keep emphasizing in my breakthrough experience program and everything that I do, how important it is to find out what's really highest on your value and concentrate on that. You will automatically think about it. You will automatically internally dialogue with yourself about it. You'll automatically see it in your mind's eye, which is one of the next steps here. But you automatically want to gain specialized knowledge because you love learning what's really most important to you. I love learning about human behavior. I can read about it all day long. That's something I love doing. Any derivative that might assist in that, I'll read it. I'll study it. I'll learn it. And so I'm a firm believer that specialized knowledge, it gives you a competitive advantage. So gaining specialized knowledge doesn't mean it has to be so narrow that it's in, you know, it's kinase enzyme on a particular thing and it's only one thing. It can be a large body of knowledge, but you want to gain specialized knowledge. But at the same time, you want to branch it and link it and broaden it to every area that could apply to that. So you have a depth of knowledge that nobody can question. That's very powerful as far as achieving things. The next one is imagination. But I don't prefer to use the word imagination. I know he does. I prefer to use the word imaging. Now, he describes in this book, when you imagine something, you don't want to imagine it in the future. You want to imagine as if you're in it now, like Michael Phelps does, and he's already winning the gold. That's the difference between imaging something and imagining. Imagination is the future, but imaging is actually being present in it. And when you're living by your highest values, you actually see it. When you activate the visual cortex from the medial prefrontal cortex, that area automatically sees it in your mind's eye and clarifies it. And even though he says imagination, I prefer to call it being present in the image as if it's already done. I tell people in the breakthrough experience when they're doing their love list, which is defining how they want their life to look like in all areas of their life, that when you write something down that is truly authentic and truly congruent with your highest values, it's not in the future. It's almost like you've done it. It's already destined. It's impossible for you not to fulfill. It's already done in your mind. That's the image that it's talking about. The next one is organized planning. Whenever you're living by your highest values, you automatically strategically plan. It's a normal thing to strategically plan and to think out in advance and live with foresight and anticipate what's happening in the future and then mitigating the risks. And once the risks are done, you become present. And then you can see it in your mind's eye if it's now. So the planning is basically planning ahead to mitigate the risk, to take out the emotion, to get you objective. And then all of a sudden, instead of it being in the future, it now becomes present. And there's a powerful thing. And I've demonstrated that in the breakthrough experience, teaching people how to do this. Because once it's done, it's almost like it's already in motion. It's a magical thing that happens. The next one is decision. When you're living by your highest values, you gather the most data, you spontaneously want to act, and you have the most data to make a quick decision. And people who make persistence on a decision they've made quickly, those are the people that are achieving the most. This is what's been proven in all those lists of people's names that I gave you. So making decisions, you automatically make a decision. And once the decision's there, it's not wishy-washy. It's not wavering. There's a story in the book, Think and Grow Rich, where men were going to, I think it was one of the kings or whatever, coming and sent somebody over from Spain to conquer the Maya culture in Mexico. When they did, they realized they were outnumbered when I got there, the Spanish. And so the person who was the general, whatever, burned the boat, so they had no way of retreating. They had to go forward. So when you have no option to go back, there's no backup, there's no wishy-washiness, it's a clear decision, and you're committed to it, that's when you have divine providence and human sovereignty make to work together.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
The other one is perseverance. The next principle is perseverance. People who are doing what they love doing, that's highest on their value, they automatically, spontaneously act, and they're persevering on it. They don't want to stop. I think I've got a good track record, 48 plus years of teaching and researching and speaking. And I love doing that. And nobody has to remind me to do that. And that's the perseverance that I'm talking about. You automatically are perseverance in the area that's highest on your value. You'll see the same pattern is showing up. That's why I put so much emphasis on highest value and identifying what that is, because that's where your identity is. The next one is the power of a mastermind. Now, I've been involved in many masterminds over the years, and without a doubt, each of them had contribution to my life. But a mastermind is surrounding yourself with people that are expanded individuals that are clear about their mission, they're inspired by what they're doing, and they want to see you achieve because they want to achieve, and they know if they help other people achieve, they achieve. And it's basically a practicing of putting great minds together, concentrating on an objective, and becoming a super single mind. And that's something that happens. You can either be following a culture, you can be leading a culture, and people that are inspired by what they do, build a culture of people around them that synchronize towards the objective, and a mastermind of other great minds with different specialties come in to catalyze the outcome that your innermost dominant thought has to create. The next one is the mystery of sex transmutation. Well, what's interesting is that sexual responses have two forms. The sex responses has an impulse form that's just a procreative necessity for survival. And there's another one for thrival because you love somebody. When you're doing what you love and loving what you're doing, you're generating a creative energy to solve problems. And you're taking the normal impulse towards sexuality, which is a survival mechanism, and sticking it into a thrival mechanism. You probably have had moments in your life where you're so engaged, so inspired like it, your sexual creative energy, instead of going into procreation, goes into creation. And that's the energy that he's talking about. When you're doing what you love and loving what you're doing, or your love solving problems that serves other people, creating a business that serves people, there's a creative energy there, and you can put your focus on that. When maybe at the end of the day, you can stop and then all of a sudden procreate, but at the same time, your creative energy, sexual energy is going into something inspiring that's creative. And it's another way of expressing your love for life. The next one is what we call the subconscious mind. I prefer to call it the superconscious mind. When you're inspired, when you're grateful, when you're doing what you love, when you're enthused and you got a burning fire, a desire to do something, and you're basically present and you're confident and certain about what you're doing, you get the superconscious mind. The subconscious mind stores all the emotional baggage, but the superconscious mind gives you feelings that transcend the polarized emotions. And Napoleon Hill in the book, I don't believe discerns that very clearly. And I want to take that to the next level. Because most people think of, when they think of emotions, they think of polarized emotions, avoid pain, seek pleasure. But there's also feelings that are synthesized, and the synthesized feelings, gratitude, love, inspiration, enthusiasm, certainty, and presence, are the ones that lead to the most outcome, the greatest achievements. So I call it the superconscious mind more so than the subconscious mind. So I would differ on that. But the point is that you want to get feelings behind thoughts that are inspiring that you want to take actions on. Next one, he talks about the brain. Well, I'm just calling it the medial prefrontal cortex, the executive center. If you want to have the executive function and end up paid like an executive and lead like an executive, it starts there. Again, back to the highest priority, the highest value. The next one is the sixth sense. The sixth sense is what I call intuition. And intuition, see, when you're infatuated with somebody and you're conscious of the upsides and unconscious of the downsides, or resentful when you're conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides, you're basically polarized and your intuition is trying to reveal to you the side you're ignoring and unconscious of to bring them into balance so you can be fully conscious. And so the intuition is what's leading you to objectivity. It's leading you back to your highest value. Because when you're living in lower values and trying to please everybody else around you and losing track of your own purpose and mission in life, you get into a volatile impulse and instinct and get distracted. And in that case, you need the intuition to recenter you, to make you fully conscious, see both sides so you make decisions wisely. So I'm agreeing with that. I'm a much promoter of that sixth sense, which I just call true intuition. And don't confuse that with gut instinct and gut impulse. Those are animal behaviors. Intuition is something that distinguishes us from the animals and meaning, brings meaning to our lives. And he also talks about, those are the 14 principles, but these are some of the laws that he describes. One of them is the law of having a definite chief aim. Well, that's what I call the highest value, the purpose. In my breakthrough experience and all my programs, when you're living congruently with your highest value, your identity revolves around it. And your purpose revolves around it. Your teleological purpose, which is the most meaningful thing you can do, revolves around your highest value. That's why I spend so much time and ask people to go to my website for that, to do the value determination until they're clear, until they get tears of gratitude, knowing that's what you're committed to, the one thing that's most important to you. When you do, you automatically found your chief aim. What Napoleon Hill called the chief aim, Aristotle called the telos. I call it the purpose. But whatever, it's a metier, it's a magnificent obsession, as Tolleson called it. But it's the number one thing that you can't wait to get up in the morning and do that is so inspiring to you, you won't let yourself down on it. When you got a big enough why, the house take care of themselves, is an old proverb. Mine is teaching. So that's my mission. That's what I do. It's what I do every day. The next one is confidence. The moment you have living by your highest value, you have the most self-worth and the most certainty. When you're in your emotions and you're seeking and avoiding and you're sitting with infatuation, resentments, and having all emotions, you live in uncertainty. But when you have a clear objective and a clear plan of action, and you've completely strategized your process focused, you automatically have certainty and you have this confidence that he's talking about. And that, when it comes to specialized knowledge and being clear about what I do, I have that when it comes to human behavior. I'm not that in other areas. I don't have certainty when it comes to cooking or driving. Things low on your values, you're not going to have certainty on. But the one that's the number one value is where you're going to maximize your certainty. The other one is a habit of savings. Whenever you have self-worth that goes up and you're doing something that serves people and you're enthused about doing it, you love doing it, you're automatically going to increase the probability of having equanimity and equity between people and maximize service, rewards, economics, and profits. When you do, you have a habit of savings. If you don't value yourself, don't expect the world to. It's so important to have an automated, electronically done, debited process that automatically puts money into savings, buying assets, so money's working for you instead of you having to work only for it. By automatically having the wealth coming in, by doing that secondary income, you're getting to work because you love to, not because you have to. Habit of savings. If you don't value yourself and you don't have an automatic savings and investment system in place, you're holding back your achievements, I promise you. Every time I put people on those automatic systems and made it debit right from their bank account into an investment account and forced it into buying quality index funds or some sort of asset, properties or whatever that give capital returns, the capital gains and dividends and rental income, then all of a sudden the money's coming in passively. And when the passive income exceeds the active income, you got financial independence. The next one is initiative and leadership. When you're living by your highest value, you automatically wake up your natural born leader. You're automatically spontaneously initiated to do it. It just spontaneously occurs. My area, I'm a leader in the area of personal development, human development, you know, human behavior. That's my area. I'm a leader now because that's my highest value. You want to be a leader in something? You automatically stick to the thing that's most important in your life and delegate lower priority things, stick to the highest priority things. The next one is imagination, which I've sort of addressed the difference between imaging and imagination. When you're clear on your highest values, yesterday I was doing a program, the the breakthrough experience. And I had a gentleman there that was kind of writing his mission statement down. It was a little bit waffly. And I asked him some questions and got it a little bit more concise. And all of a sudden, he could feel more energy coming in. He could see more clarity of his vision. Start with what you know, let what you know grow, and concentrate on what it is that you're really inspired to do, that your life demonstrates is committed to, and you will automatically see it in your mind's eye. And the next one is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is the God within, the spirit within. And it's not excitement. It's not standing up on chairs and going rah-rah. I have no interest in that. I'm interested in true enthusiasm. True enthusiasm is poised and present and purposeful and patient and productive and prioritized and empowered. It's a state where you feel so inspired, you get tears in your eyes, and you can't even imagine not doing what you're here to do. That's enthusiasm. That's something that's not stoppable. That's contagious. That lights a fire and causes a conflagration throughout the society where people can't wait to watch you burn. And when you're in there, you automatically attract opportunity to do things. The next one, self-control. When you're living by your highest values, the executive center sends fibers down into the amygdala, automatically mitigates the impulses and instincts, infatuation, resentments that distract you, and automatically overrules some of the injected expectations by the people outside that are opportunists to take up your time, and you keep focused. And that's where self-control is, not letting outside influences interfere with your long-term vision. Doing more than paid for is the next one. And making sure that you go out and do something. When you can't wait to get out and do what your service is, you love it. You feel like I'm getting paid to do what I love. That's can't get better than that. And when you do, you tend to give more value than somebody who's just doing a job. So you want to make sure you're sticking to the thing that you love doing. And I ask people in the breakthrough experience, you know, what is it you'd absolutely love to do and how do you get handsomely paid to do it? When you get paid for doing what you love to do, there's a special enthusiasm and an inspiration behind what you do. And people can feel it and they want a part of it. And they automatically feel they're getting more value out of it. And doing that is the key to making sure that more people want to do business with you. The other is a pleasing personality. When you're living by your highest values, your most objective, you tend to have the most reasonable communication. You tend to not expect something for nothing or give something for nothing. You tend to make sure a fair exchange is things. People want to do business with you. People feel they're magnetized to you because when you're authentic, see, if you're exaggerating yourself and puffing yourself up, it's not you. When you're minimizing yourself, it's not you. But when you are you, you're magnetic because every human being wants to be that. And when you're able to do that and exemplify that and demonstrate that, they're drawn to you and magnetized. And it magnetizes people, places, things, ideas, and events that synchronize with your innermost dominant thought. The other one is accurate thinking. When you're living by your highest values, you're most objective. You're not subjectively biased and distorting things and creating uncertainties and unfairnesses. You're the most objective. And so accurate thinking comes from that. Everything that Napoleon Hill was saying in his book ultimately goes down to living congruently by the highest value. And I can't emphasize that. You've heard me say that now over and over again in this little presentation. But finding out what your highest value is and sticking to that and delegating lower priority things and finding a way of being remunerated for the highest value, the purpose that you love doing that serves people, is the key to this thing called Think and Grow Rich. The next one is concentrating. Well, you automatically concentrate on what it is that's highest on your value. You don't need to be reminded to think about it. If you need motivation to think about it, it ain't it. I don't need motivation to do what I'm doing as far as teaching, but I would need a motivation for something low in my values, cooking and driving. I don't want to live by motivation. Motivation's an extrinsic force that you get reward if you do it and punishment if you don't. If you depend on outside influences, you haven't found your mission. I'm not interested in that. I'm not going to teach you that. In the breakthrough experience, I basically show that that's a secondary thing for people that are not engaged, not inspired. And imagine if you had to motivate people at work all day long and push them uphill. Finding people that are inspired to do it, that can't wait to do the job that because it inspires them and fulfills what they value, that's what you want to surround yourself with. And you automatically concentrate on whatever's highest on your value. The other one is cooperation. When you're living by your highest value, When you do the highest priority things in a day, you feel more on top of the world. You come home, you can handle anything. You're resilient, you're adaptable. You cooperate with people a lot easier. When you're doing low priority things, and you're not doing what's really meaningful to you and you're needing motivation and you're frustrated, you're banging your head against the wall. You see things in the way, not on the way. What happens? You come home, you're a bear. You're not cooperative. You're not interact with people. You're a mess. That's why those are symptoms that are giving you feedback to let you know you're not being authentic and how important it is to live by priority. You know, Gary Keller talks about the one thing, find the one thing that you are inspired to do and then set sail on that as captain of your ship and master of your fate, and basically go after that which is really important to you. In my case, I love teaching, as you probably guessed. I'm pretty inspired by that. But those are some of the highlights of Think and Grow Rich. And it's important to know that, you know, when the movie The Secret came out, it talked about the law of attraction. Those are the principles of the law of attraction. So if you're in any way interested in the law of attraction, just reiterate and listen to this, this program over again, or come to the Breakthrough Experience, where I actually go through it and explain it in more depth, and not the way over esoteric side, but the real balanced side that allows you to really take actions to achieve. I'm a firm believer you're here to go and empower all areas of your life. You're here to create something original with thought. You're here to create a business somewhere, whether it's raising a family as a business and creating a product called Kids, some sort of business that's a service to people. You're here to build your wealth and to have the money working for you instead of you working for it. You're here to have a love and intimate relationship in life and something that's deeply meaningful there. You're here to also do some sort of social contribution to be physically fit and be inspired. I'm interested in helping people master that, because you're not going to master your life if you're only focused on one little area and the rest of them are falling apart. You want to master all those areas. That's why I teach that in the Breakthrough Experience. And that's what I think Think and Grow Rich was about. So if you enjoyed what I just said about Think and Grow Rich, go buy the book. Also come to the Breakthrough Experience and listen to some more of the programs we're doing on a weekly basis. I just want to make, as I close here, I just want to make a statement. I want to make a little offer for you. There's a coming up masterclass coming up that I'll be doing that you don't want to, you want to make sure you're there. It's called Increasing Your Deserve Level, how to increase and magnetize what you want when it comes to even economics by raising your deserve level. And so it's a masterclass on raising deserve level so you feel worthy enough to have exactly what you want. Because a lot of people are holding themselves back because they don't feel worthy of having the dreams they have, and how to clear dreams, and why do we self-depreciate? This program will be, why do we self-depreciate and beat ourselves up and things? Instead of why not be grateful for our lives and be inspired? And if you sign up today for it, you'll get a special gift, which I love, which is the Awakening the Astronomical Vision, which is a program on how to expand your contribution on the life and have a bigger vision. If you don't have a bigger vision, don't expect a bigger life. So that comes with it. Sign up now for the deserve level, increasing your deserve level, my upcoming masterclass. I hope you enjoyed today. Go out and get the book. Take advantage of the Breakthrough Experience. Go online and do the value determination process. And try to watch as many of the YouTube videos we have to get a little spark in the day to start your day off with high priorities. If you fill your day with high priority actions, it doesn't fill up with low priority distractions. And if you put your hand in the pot of glue, the glue sticks. So hopefully today I've made it a little sticky for you with some of the ideas from a great book, 15 million copies, Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.